pleased to be joined by right now, James Wayne from the Normal Parks and Rec. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, of course, one of the big things going on, and everyone knows all about Constitution Trail, it's also the anniversary of it.
It is. So it was originally developed between City of Bloomington, Town of Normal, and McLean County back in 1989. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get to this point. There's been a lot of branches and different sections added over the last 30 years, and we're going to celebrate with the 30th anniversary event this Saturday.
So what does that entail, that event?
Yeah, so it'll be hosted at our Connie Link Amphitheater off Linden Street. It'll be starting at noon and go till about 2 o'clock. And what we'll have is we'll have some live music. We'll have some great speakers from the community, from those various organizations that have been actively involved in kind of the advocacy and improvement of that space and that trail. And then we'll finish up with some refreshments.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And so I had heard also I was reading online. I don't know if this is true. Apparently it was like it's the longest paved trail in Illinois. And but we don't know, isn't it? It's true. We don't know how long it is. Correct.
Yeah. So I've seen and we've posted and published out there 35 plus miles, 40 plus 50, 45 plus miles between Bloomington, McLean County, as well as the town of Normal. So we've got a couple of sections, one that goes from Normal to Towanda. They're adding sections all the time down by Shirley. And so McLean County definitely is passionate about getting out, being active, whether it's biking, whether it's running, walking. So it's great to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just looked up some of the branches and things that were added. So instead of just, you know, having it be just a plain trail, there's picnic tables, shelters, porta potties, benches, all that good stuff. And then I saw also that businesses use them to like get to work and all that stuff. And it's just I've been on a couple trails back at home, and I have to say this is probably one of the better trails, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I think it's definitely a good thing to celebrate. What is there a favorite part that you have on the trail?
So I actually live probably about a half mile east, of one of the main sections and arteries that actually goes up to Carrick Road and Rosa Parks and then down to Connie Link Amphitheater. So my family and I will actually hop on the bikes. Usually I'm chasing my daughter around. She's 8. My son's on training wheels, so I can keep up with him. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else coming up in the Parks and Rec Department this summer?
You know, this Saturday we also have an MLB pitch hit run event. It's a great event, ages 7 to 14. We also are still hiring for various positions. So if there's any students that last minute decided to stick around, we're always looking for lifeguards, for staff out at our champion fields for different tournaments and events. So.
All right. And any social media that people could connect with?
Yeah. So we're on Facebook as well as Instagram. Just search for Normal Parks and Recreation. One exciting project we have going this summer is called Pictures in the Park, and so we've developed basically like 6-foot by 4-foot picture frames that we're mounting at 5 different spots that you can take photos, tag us on social media, use some of the hashtags Explore Normal Parks and Unplug Normal. Some really great opportunities there for engagement.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us a little bit about it.